All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. You know, I really just struggle mightily in looking at our nation and really the way it's constituted. And the fact that so many different things happen in this country that should not happen. And the fact that we almost seem to be powerless to control our nation. You know, Tom from L.A. is always right on point with constantly reminding those of us that we the people are the government, and yes, that sounds romantic, and that sounds, you know, that sounds beautiful, and it sounds like, you know, when you hear that, it makes you and I feel like, yes, we do have some say-so or some control over what happens in this country. But the more you push hard, the more you delve into things like, you know, my first guest, Dr. Williams, and what he experienced in his run for United States Senate, you start realizing that things aren't all together what is written. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of those things that supposedly make this nation so much better than other nations really are an illusion. They're not real. So, because if they were real, then how come a little guy like me, if I don't pay my taxes, they will take everything that I own? Government will take my home. It will suspend or block my bank account. It will take everything that I own, everything that I have, whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. You are going to pay your fair share. You're going to pay your taxes. That's just the way things go. Or we are going to take everything that you own. You're the little guy. You have a civic responsibility of doing this. And the question becomes, why should it just be the little guy that has a civic responsibility? Why not the fat cat? So working Americans pay income taxes. Why don't the billionaires? Fair enough question, right? Why should the fact that people are billionaires, that they should be able to get away without paying their fair share? Well, Earl, you know, many of them employ people, and they've got businesses, and so they get a pass because if it wasn't for the businessman, there wouldn't be, a lot of people would not be working in the society. Let's see if I buy that. Because what comes first? You know, you don't become a billionaire without getting some breaks. And part of the breaks for billionaires are things they can write off. And things that are slanted in their favor because they're so wealthy. And so the businessman himself is not the person who created that opportunity for themselves to not pay their fair share of taxes. That's the representative of you and I who has made it possible for them to continue to wax rich while you and I struggle just to keep our food on the table and a roof over our heads. So it's long past the time that we should continue to tolerate the wealthy amongst us to not pay their fair share of taxes. There should be a revolt. And people should be marching on Washington. We march on Washington for a lot of different things. But clearly one of them that we're not marching on Washington for are the loopholes that the wealthiest amongst us continue to get that you and I don't. You know, they pay a lower tax rate, billionaires, than you and I. How can that possibly be? If they're billionaires, they're certainly handling a whole lot more financial resources than you and I are. You know, I look at the wee bits of money that I make, and if I don't pay my taxes, the penalty for me not paying my taxes, I'll lose everything that I have. But there's no way that my tax rate should be the same thing as some billionaire. How can that make sense? But it does. And the fact that we, the little people, aren't willing to fight to overturn that injustice, never mind if you're Democrat or Republican. Excuse me. Well, you know. I'm a billionaire, and so, you know, I made all this on my own, and I started with nothing, and I understood, I know how the system worked, and I took advantage of the system, and so now I become a billionaire, and so I'm bigger than the system. What are you talking about? You took advantage of an unjust and unfair system, and that's what the tax code is in this country. Unjust. Because again, when a billionaire is paying the same percentage of his income for taxes as the average guy, well, you can say, yeah, but Earl, that's a ridiculous comparison. The billionaire is paying, you know, millions and millions of dollars in taxes. We're talking percentages. So 10% of what I'm paying based on what I make is really no different than the billionaire who's paying 10% of his of what he's earned. Same thing. I'm not crazy. I'm not saying that the billionaire's bottom line, the amount of dollars that he's paying, we're talking percentages. And the impact of the 20% that they take out on me and the impact that that has on my family far outweighs somebody who's a billionaire. And the fact that they have to give up 20% if they would. But we know they don't. So let's do this. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.